was Dirt Weasel tonight on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Fuck you, Nick.
Fuck you too, Mike. Podcasting from the recent past, the Dogwater Studios high above UNR and the plaza where they had the light show this weekend, and now it's all jacked up in downtown Reno. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm Nick Ramirez with my good friend Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick in the back, Patrick's here, Duck G, and we got the punk rock sounds, skate punk sounds of Dirt Weasel.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Dirt Weasel.
Nice.
Welcome.
Very nice.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, kid, how are you all doing?
Better now that you're here.
I dig it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about time we got some energy on the show. This is crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. That's ADHD.
Well, yeah, Scott, the last band was like not as cool as you guys are.
To be fair, I wasn't here because it was President's Day.
So you don't know that Scott was here. Scott was here last week.
Everybody says week. Hello and thank you all again. And by the way,
you hated the show, right? Did they hate the show?
Oh, they loved it.
That's okay. The same seat. Same seat you sat
they're
in last
stupid,
week,
though.
Right?
They don't know what they're talking about.
It's the same spot you sat last week.
Nick, he actually never left. He's actually been in that seat the entire week.
You've been here the whole fucking time?
That's why I said I was like hiding underneath his bed. Wow. I never left.
Well,
I know things.
It's a complete accident because we rescheduled that band that Scott's two bands were 2 weeks in a row. He's going to get really sick. Or he's going to show up next week's show.
Are you coming in next week?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. Hello.
Are you looking for a job?
He's polyjamorous, so you never know.
Well, check this out. So it used to be me, right? I mean, not band or me for sure. My wife is in more bands than me now.
Everybody go around and say what you play, who you are, and what's your sign?
I am Aries.
Scott on guitar.
Yeah, I am Scott. Guitar, vocals, and
Aries.
I'm Rachel. I'm the singer. Malio.
Nice. I'm John. I'm the bass player. Let's see, a singer. Write a few songs.
Extraordinaire.
I'm a Virgo.
I'm Steve. I'm the drummer. I'm also an Aries.
Oh my God, it's a two male Aries band. Oh. How the fuck do you guys get anything done?
We have a Virgo.
We drink a lot.
No, it's a, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Leo. Drink a lot, and I just choose. I have really good selective hearing.
Smart. Because I always say the wrong thing, so that works out great.
Because we're like a seven Sagittarius podcast, so it gets rough in here, too.
There's a grip of Sagittarius on the show, that's for sure.
What is Cadillac Kim? What's her birthday again?
She's another fire sign. I can't remember.
Oh, my God. We should know this. Damn it.
She might be Aries also.
Or is she Pisces?
No, she's definitely not. She's a fire sign, I think.
Okay. Well, anyway, you guys.
That doesn't matter. We'll talk to Kim about that next time she's here.
Scott, did the band Cyanate enjoy the show last week?
They did. They did indeed. But, man, I had fun. It was great. I like this. I wish we could have played live.
Yeah,
for
next
them,
time.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did
we
tracks.
We got two.
Right.
Well, and the last time they were on, we had tracks too. So we're going to, one of these fucking days, we're going to actually get you guys in here live. It's going to be so great. But we never get to interview the band from last week the following week. And so this is exciting.
Yeah, it's a nice follow up.
Yeah. Just,
did you guys make it home okay last week?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all good. I mean, I actually live like what? We live maybe 5 minutes away.
Oh, rad.
Yeah, it ended up not snowing. Afterwards, it was. Well, I came out, my car was just wet.
Yeah, it snowed like a son of a bitch the next day, I think.
Yeah, last week was a little rough.
That's crazy.
But instead of having a bad winter, we had a bad 3 days, you know?
Right.
So
that's not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was gone. Like at our house, it was gone within that 3 days. It was sunny.
It was seriously
hammered the bike.
Seriously, Snowy, I had to get around in a two-wheel drive car.
I wanted to. Oh, yeah. I had to go up to the spot on the bike.
John, are you on your mic?
Yeah, he is. Now.
Yes, I am.
And you and both you and Ray, like your volumes are lower because you scream during the songs.
So okay.
Yes, you got to be right up on them.
We got to talk.
Okay.
That reminds me. Could I have? I can barely hear my guitar when it's all going.
So sorry.
Oh yeah.
That will be better on the next song.
Okay. Okay.
It better be.
Same.
How about that? Is that good? Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's so much better.
Twang, 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 so twang, twang. Yeah, dude, that's a fucking 100% better.
You like it? You like it like that?
I dig it.
You
I
like
dig
it right there? Okay, good.
There you go. So how long has Dirt Weasel been playing together, man? You guys been around for a bit?
Origins, You want the origins?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Steve, you want to chime in? Me and Steve...
I'm trying to figure it out. I think it was towards the end of 22 we got started.
Yeah, me and Steve got together with a guy named MJ and started this Dirt Weasel thing that we have. That's...
And who thought of Dirt Weasel? Because that's a great name.
MJ did.
Fuck. Yeah. God, he has all the good ideas and then he just leaves them for the rest of us.
We're not complaining.
He left a good foundation, I could tell you that.
Yeah.
With his songwriting. And but yeah, we morphed, man. But that's our origin, and we brought in Ray.
Yeah, and so I was like, we'd known MJ just from like the music scene, say Robin Steele, and then we were doing like underground shows during the pandemic, and he heard me doing karaoke, and one day he was like, "Damn, like I didn't know you had." Like that powerful of a voice.
Chomps.
Do you remember the song?
I'm pretty sure it was What's Up.
Cool.
Or Zombie.
That song is making a serious comeback right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it on the radio twice today.
Yeah. And so after they kind of got together, they had a few singers come through or try. And he asked if I wanted to join or was interested in joining. At the time, though, I had two jobs and I was in... three bands.
Whoa.
So I was like
singing in three bands?
No, I play bass.
Oh, okay.
So and like backup vocals. But so then he
any bands we might know of?
Well, Ray and John together are in
Lincoln Skins.
Right. Yeah.
It used to be that John played bass and sang, and then he's like, you know what would be way better? That's is if I could just sing.
Yeah,
yeah. If only we could find a great bass player.
Well, I actually was kind of forced to do that. I had some issues with my left arm. That's my strumming arm.
Oh, man.
And I could not play the bass.
Mm.
And so I started looking around, actually. And I what was crazy is I seen Scott at a show.
It was out of Soul.
Soul Dispensary.
The dispensary, yeah.
And fucking Scott, we started talking. And I was just like, dude, that's like, I need a bass player to keep Lincoln Skins alive. And he's all, I know a bass player.
I am the bass pimp.
The bass pimp. So yeah, Ray came down. It really wasn't like, you know, any auditions going on, man. It was just like, this job's yours. So, and that's how it all worked out.
As a baby bass player. And then, yeah, and so then after MJ, I quit my second job, and I was like, hey, I have more time if you're still looking for a singer. And he was like, yep. And I came down. Actually, my first practice was my birthday.
Was it really?
Yeah. I joined on my birthday of 2024.
That's cool.
23. I don't remember. But yeah, and then immediately after MJ announced he was moving to Boston. So
is that what happened with MJ? He just moved and then that was it?
Yeah,
he moved.
Yeah, he moved.
And then we got Scott to play guitar for us.
All right, well, why don't we hear his side of the story? MJ, why don't you come out?
Surprise.
He's going to open the door.
Surprise.
Boston. So, no, I mean, it just worked out. It just worked out crazy that she was in this band, and there was this one particular song that I really, really dug, and it was, man, I would totally play lead all over that. I mean, I just loved the song, how it went, and that, and the, you know, and that's kind of how it almost started. I started playing with the songs with you to help you practice them.
And MJ slipped out and you slipped in.
And when he
it was great.
You know, it was like,
perfect.
You guys flamboozled me.
And now you're in a band with your wife.
We had a show on Saturday night with MJ, and Scott was at band practice on Tuesday.
I believe that's how it happened. Yeah, that's how quick it turned like around.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, he keeps joining my bands.
Can't get rid of him, huh?
I joke that people ask me to be in the band just to try to get Scott in the band.
That's so cool, though, to play with your spouse, I think.
Yeah.
I just recently started playing with my wife. We have a project, which will be debuting on the podcast in March.
Oh, my God. Yes.
At the end of March.
Shit.
Nice.
And it's just a blast. And we have the shit set up in our living room so we can just go do it anytime we get a break from parenting.
I think that's the nice. I didn't start playing until 2018 and not like really officially until 2020. And so for the first half of our relationship, he's in 5-6 projects. So a lot of like our nights and weekends are consumed by that, which I loved, but then now having that as a shared thing is a way cooler.
She was awesome to begin with, to put up with that, but it makes it so much easier when your significant other is like another one and in that too and into the same thing. Put drag racing into it, whatever. If she was into drag racing, to have that together,
The support
just makes everything kind of work, and it's like.
Yeah,
that's like reason number 7,000.
So it's not like she's not good at it, and you just have to put up with it. She's like, she's super talented.
Yeah,
you're not just like playing along.
And she's hot.
Aww. Guys,
eye of the beholder.
Oh my God!
But yeah, so I think that's a big thing, man. Is having the support of your lady.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So,
makes everything so much easier.
For sure, yeah, it does. I mean, that's like number one thing that breaks up bands that I've seen. Mm-hmm. Significant others, whether it be a girl, boy, whatever the hell.
Yeah. Oh shit! I did go through that. I was married once, and yeah, I got a little tough there.
It's gnarly when the couple breaks up in the band. Like there's a couple in the band and then they break up and you're like
doing some Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, you've been in some bands like that, haven't you?
Yeah, that's what Candy Shop was kind of like.
Candy Shop was like two couples and then they both broke up, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah, it was sort of like that. Yeah, yeah.
Still some good ass.
Two and a half.
Married couples tend to fare better in bands than just like... boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, because they're legally obligated to
fit. But still, when a couple's in a band, I'm like, you better record them fast.
Yeah, you know not how long this is going to be.
This could go a bunch of different ways, and it's mostly not good.
I was just listening to an interview with, what was it, Fleetwood Mac's
Yeah,
drummer.
I was going to say Fleetwood Mac.
They're all divorcing. Nick Fleetwood. Divorcing. They all stayed together, but they were like fighting while they were recording.
Yeah, they kind of hated each other, writing but songs turned into
him.
Some great
music.
Yeah,
diss songs to each other. And then they're hits, so you have to sing them for the rest of your life.
And you got to play that song about what a jerk you are every day.
Yeah.
That was like, what, No Doubt, Tragic Kingdom. That whole album was written about their breakup. And it was launched them.
Dude, that reminds me of another band fucking thing. The disclaimer that we have to do for one of our songs, Aluminum Boat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was a song that MJ wrote the lyrics to, but he was like, you don't have to keep them. And it was like about like dudes going out fishing for like a... And so I wrote it more from the wife's perspective. And yeah. There's a frying pan at the end.
What goes on the boat?
I mean, I don't know. He's not bringing fish back.
I don't
back.
Think that's
that
been
was
ever
part of
proven
my issue.
I don't know either.
I'm just saying that if I ever go missing in a fucking lake, you know.
Oh, shit.
I ain't saying no names, but if you say, I'll whistle.
The disclaimer is always... We don't own an aluminum boat, and Scott does not fish.
Steve actually owns an aluminum boat.
Yes. Well, Steve would be the friend in this.
A friend or accomplice.
We're not allowed to use it much anymore.
An empty frying pan devoid of the fish that he never brought home.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It never got in the water, but we drink a lot of beer in it.
That dude never got closer to a fish than at Raley's.
It still has a label on it.
Yeah. Y'all won't feel
great
like
park. That's weird. Yeah,
you guys went to Pyramid. I caught you a halibut, baby.
Do y'all feel like playing that song for us? Now I got to know.
Stopping at the store on the way home.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear Aluminum Boat?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Much do,
yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Don't want you missing your vacation condition.
guys are melting my face. And then picking it up and putting it back on. It's fucking great. Right.
Picking up what we're putting down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Steve, you played the shit out of that hi-hat on that song.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that wasn't the only thing.
It it sounded like there was a second guy down there just playing the hi-hat. You
know what I mean? Yeah, there's a lot going on in that song.
Just like a hi-hat boy. Can I be your hi-hat boy?
That is me. Hello, Juan. Remember I told you I snuck in earlier.
Oh, hi, Juan. Played the shit out of the hi-hat down there, dude. Thank you very much. Good job.
Did Juan just turn Indian?
Term pro.
What you're talking about? 4:59, please come again.
Man, that's good shit.
Yeah, man, you guys are like I could totally see skaters digging on it. But then you got a little bit of the metal thrash just now happened too, and like, so yeah, it's fucking good. It's tough. It's rad.
Everybody buy stock in Dirt Weasel.
Yes, I recommend it. Their stock is running high this week.
10 years from now, you're going to have a Gulf Coast condo bought and paid for by Dirt Weasel stock.
Hell yeah. For the low, low price. Of, I don't know. We got to figure this one out.
Yeah, I want to buy in on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Insider trading, Dirt Weasel.
16 David stamps.
Exactly.
Dirt Weasel Incorporated. Vertically integrated.
Getting like Dirt Weasel crypto.
Yeah, what would you guys, what would you guys' crypto coin be called?
Getting wheezy.
Ask Cash or Graph.
Yeah. Dude, I had that sticker on my motorcycle when I was a kid. Nobody rides for free.
Nobody rides for free.
I got one at home that says ass or ass.
No options. It's just ass.
I didn't put it on anything. I just keep it at home on the mirror. Just there it is.
Be good. More for the toilet seat.
Yeah, yeah. It's good for the bathroom. Yeah.
It's totally bathroom related. Yes.
Right. Okay,
put
you
it
guys.
Right below Elvis looking at your wiener.
That bathroom, yes, for sure. Here at the Dog Water Studios.
Fuck yeah, I just got that. Yeah.
And then he turn around and Aubrey Hepburn's like, hi. Yeah. You doing cheese, man. Oh, no escape.
I know. And they're like, we're both here.
What's up? Might as well.
Right. What are you going to do?
Oh, man. All right. So what shows are coming up for you guys?
Go ahead, Ray.
We're playing with System of a Clown at the Underground.
Now, Nick, what would you think the band System of a Clown would be?
ICP and System of a Down mashup.
What's that clown band?
Oh. Yeah. That is a very good
insane
analogy.
Clown posse. Yeah.
Mr. Bungle.
I wonder if that's what they are.
Systems.
I mean, that's just where my mind goes because I think of Insane Clown Posse every Monday.
System
it's Posse Monday, foo.
System of a Down in the style of Mr. Bungle.
Oh. No, so it actually is a System of a Clown cover band.
System of a Down.
System of a Down.
They have clown
cover band
clown
dressed
masks.
As clowns.
Tribute band. Yeah. Clown
that's
tribute band.
Yeah.
Just playing all their
shit. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. That sounds like also like if you're a rock photographer or just a regular photographer, that's a good night to go.
Yeah.
It's going to be something to see.
Oh, well, it's going to be a good show, man.
Saturday, March 21st.
Yeah, March 21st.
Yeah. Any other bands on the
Club Underground?
Oh, there's a bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, there's too many to.
Well,
I think they just added another
Philip
one,
Philip and Dejo is going to open.
I'm wondering if he's there. Both stages.
Do you think anybody would want to start a Limp Bizkit cover band with me?
What would you call it?
Limp Disc Dixit.
Chocolate Starfish.
Who's gonna be the singer?
I don't know.
Well, I got like two people that come to my mind. Jared being one of them that was here last week. Jared does a great fucking. All that whining shit.
But Mark. Yeah.
Yeah. Fire Marshal Bro, boy. I'll tell you what. He used to be in Lethal Inception and Cold Blood and Downtime. And
Chocolate Starfish. All right. Yes. I'll report back on the progress. Thank you.
You could be Chocolate Starfish, and then your band could be the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
I also have bass players.
Chocolate Starfish.
If you're interested.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right, you guys, we got to play a game.
Yeah. What song that song?
Yeah, it's time for good song, bad song. We should get some theme music for that, Rick.
We should do that. That'd be a great idea.
All right. So for this week, and Scott, you're familiar with good song, bad song,
yes,
right?
Sir,
we did that last week. Rachel, John, Steve. So what you do is you just decide. I mean, it's just a guessing game. Either he liked it or he doesn't like it. My friend John, he picks the song, or I pick the songs, and then he tells us whether he likes
kind
it
of a
not.
Music snob, and he's the keyboardist in Glitterbats and Roxy Colley.
Yeah.
So do you guys think this is going to be a good song or a bad song?
Well,
we got to get out of the band.
And here's the clue.
Do we get to?
It's a Beastie Boy tune.
Oh, good song.
Oh shit! I could tell you already.
I bet he's not going to like it.
All right, let's go.
Good song. What do you say? Bad song.
I say 100% good song.
Good song.
I say, fuck
yeah,
man. Could I get some back information? How old is
No, it? Just a band. That's the only clue you get is Beastie Boys. And
which album is
fun, on? But no, not a good song.
Are you going to say no? Okay.
We're guessing if your friend John is
saying yeah. Still think it's
whether or not John
is guessing.
It's a fun game.
If somebody you don't know that likes a song that you don't know,
by
but it's
Beastie
by the Beastie
Boys.
I'm going to say good song.
Okay, good song, bad song, good song.
Yeah, I was leaning towards good song.
Okay.
Right. See, Steve? I think both of their shit fucking just overrid their sense.
Steve, what do you think?
Knowing at least one person in like the Glitter Band or having had met him a couple of times, I'm going to go with no. Didn't like it.
Okay. Chewbacca, what do you think?
I think he's not going to like it. I'm sure it's a fine song. I enjoy the Beastie Boys. But
okay.
Well, let's find out.
Rick.
Still, yeah.
Oh, definitely good song.
All right.
It's going to be interesting.
We're all going to be wrong. Yeah,
let's find out.
All right, welcome to Good Song, Bad Song with Nick and John.
Oh,
today,
yeah,
Beastie Boys, you got to fight for your right to party. John,
he's gonna surprise
good song
us.
Or bad song?
You know, for many years, I thought this was a bad song until I learned that this song is a parody. They're singing shit that only a fucking stupid asshole would sing. And when I first heard it, I thought this is a song by stupid assholes. But I missed the point. And now reconceptualizing it, good fucking song.
There
you have it,
yes!
Folks. The Beastie
yes!
Boys.
Yes!
Fight for your right to party. Good song.
You
fun
let
fact,
me down once again.
Fun fact, that is my go-to karaoke song.
John had done a deep dive on party or fight for your right to party, but didn't know anything about Spill the Wine.
No.
Yeah.
No.
How about
that? That was out of his realm.
What did he say? Spill the Wine is a good song or a bad song?
He said it was a bad song because he thought it was just like all drum machines and just phony.
He thought it was like a early 80s song, too. Like, yeah.
Spill the Wine. Yeah.
Eric Burton, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good
Eric
song.
Burton.
Good
ass.
Eric Burton in War.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, John doesn't know everything.
Fire.
All right. Who said good song? Raise your hands.
Me.
All right. You all get some prizes. Steve, did
Sweet.
You say so?
No.
Wow.
Is it a Hooter?
My hands
do
on
I
my
get
clothes.
To do I get to switch up like he did?
Was it a mushrooms?
We got some.
What do you got in there?
I got mushrooms in this bag, or you can have ecstasy pill, or just a whippet. No, we're not at Burning Man, dude.
That's cool whippet. I even whip it.
I got some ring pops, different flavors: cherry, strawberry, watermelon, and blue raspberry. And I got stickers. So I will pass those out.
I'll take a ring pop, dude. Cherry flavor.
I'll take the
rest. Cherry flavored ring pop.
I don't know about my. I know that my mouth is so dry.
That makes me sad.
You lost. Sorry.
Lost.
Oh, I'm okay. I usually save those for other guests.
Okay. Fight for Your Right to Party came out right before Christmas in 1987, I'd say. And I remember we were listening. That was on the radio, and me and my dad were like hanging out by the Christmas tree, and he was like listening to the lyrics, and he just thought they were hilarious.
They are pretty funny.
Yeah, they are. It was like,
I thought it was,
that was totally
I like the song. I thought that he would not like the song.
License to Ill definitely came out in 87.
I do like it too. I mean,
too late to change your
Yeah,
answer.
I'm not going to. Yeah, I can't. I'll stand firm in the fact that I believed in John was like, I mean, I did too. I was like, they're fucking Beastie Boys.
Yeah,
fuck
it was
them.
It was a twist.
It's a good song. It's fun.
There was a twist at the end, John.
Yeah, it's a party
like,
song.
Who would have known, you know?
Do we get credit for the fact that he hated it at first, like in 1987?
No. Half a point.
Yeah. A half point doesn't get you a prize. Yeah,
you mean I have a chance. I want more games. I have a half
final
a point.
Verdict only.
Whenever I karaoke that song, I always introduce it as a song about your parents.
Shit. Chewie's song came out in 86, but it didn't become popular till 87. You were right. Yeah. So we didn't hear it till 87, but they actually released it before that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And they went on tour with Madonna.
Yeah, I was in seventh grade. I remember that album was huge in the summer between seventh and eighth grade for me, and that was 87.
Damn.
40. I was
you
two.
Were 2 years ago.
I was a freshman in high school.
You were two. Yeah.
40 Holy years shit. Ago, the Beastie Boys are fighting Young for the right to party.
Yep.
You want to hear another crazy thing? Check this out. I'll share this all with you. I bought her like it was a Valentine's Day or something. It was a cool clock, right? Said, I mean, if I could turn back the hands of time, I would go back and find you and be able to love you longer. Fucking put it out. I give it to her. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
And dude, and then I thought, fuck. This is horrible. This is horrible. I cannot. No.
Underage.
No.
Not that much more.
Just a couple years.
Just a couple years.
Just a couple years.
Nothing weird, babe.
To lose a couple years of loneliness is worth a clock, okay?
This podcast is brought to you by the Department of Justice. You may know them from their latest release, The Epstein Files.
I know that one.
Oh my god.
Too funny.
Yeah.
Nick, I was wearing the glitter bat shirt at coffee bar and a guy was like, That is a cool shirt. And I said, it's a band. He said, oh my god, what a great name for a band. Gutter Bats.
Gutter Bats.
And I was like, it's Glitter Bats. He's all, that's good too. But it made me realize that Gutter Bats is a good name. He was right.
Gutter Bats.
Yeah. Gutter Bats sounds tougher than Glitter Bats, but that's, you know,
oh my god,
by
I didn't
design.
Even think about it's it. Like
there is actually
depends on what type of music they're playing. Pop.
Gutter Bats might sound like it's an actual baseball bat and not the animal.
Yeah, I feel like more like the Warriors. Remember those guys with the baseball uniforms and shit? Like that's what Gutter Bats reminds me of.
Clink, clink. Nick, you play drums, right, in the Gutter Bats?
I do play in the Glitter Bats, in the Gutter Bats. And
the Gutter Bats / Glitter Bats.
I know, dude.
Roxy Cooley.
Yeah. Roxy Cooley.
Crappy apples.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
And can we do an episode of this pod where we just watch and react to the Warriors?
That's a different show, man. That's a different show.
Yeah,
people concert. Tune in for the Reno bands, and we kind of established a thing. So, I do like the idea of doing an all something episode, like
all
the old music or something. But
all good song, bad song.
Yeah,
or all good song, bad song, all day long. Yeah,
all
like
cruise.
For an hour. I'd have to get 60 fucking or more episodes of that.
Or no,
it's only
get,
like 30 seconds long.
We could just get John on.
Oh yeah,
that's a great point.
And just play
and
him
he
songs.
Won't know
we
what
get,
the song.
Yeah. Get our asses.
Yeah. Pick a few songs.
That's not in the spirit of the show.
Yeah. What if we did a show where we just all speak Portuguese the whole time?
That's a good idea. Actually,
we got to start working on that.
Get your
by learning Portuguese.
We'll do the drops in Portuguese too.
Yes.
We'll have to do a lot of prep for that show though.
You have to learn a Sepultura tone.
It's like a 5-year plan.
Yeah. Here's our 5-year plan.
So, check this out. This is the new dirt.
That's our 7-hour episode right there.
The new possibilities of a new Dirt Weasel merchandise. That's a drawing. Check it out.
So I've just been passed a phone of a weasel
holding
a guitar.
I love the weasel. He's so cute. Yeah, so but then he's giving you the bird, right?
Yeah, the weasel down on the sticker is still the bird.
Oh, and he's throwing
but
the metal.
This one's doing the horns, but the one in the sticker is still flipping you off.
Oh, cool. Love it.
And the guitar, if you notice.
He looks like a real weasel.
This guitar.
You know, I don't think I have a good understanding of what a weasel is.
Yeah, weasels are cute.
I think of ferrets when I think of weasels, but that's not a weasel. It's a type. Is it a type of weasel?
What
I
weasel
think
dirty?
I think they're in the same
rodents. It's a dirty weasel.
Can
dirty.
I get a quick definition of a weasel, please?
What is Rikki Tikki Tavi a weasel?
I think so.
No, he was a mongoose.
Mongoose. Yeah, you're right.
He was part of the mongoose.
What's the difference?
Dude,
between
that's
them?
Are they related? Rikki Tikki Tavi.
They also look like beavers.
They're all like long hair and minks.
And
otters.
Otters.
Yeah, long-tailed marmots.
Dude, I want an otter.
Okay, small, slender, carnivorous mammal related to but generally smaller than the stoat.
My ex-girlfriend was small, really slender, and carnivorous. Down.
What's a stoat?
Yeah, it's just these definitions. It's a fucking circle, dude. What's a stoat?
What's a stoat?
Swear to God, if the definition of a stoat is like, it's like a weasel, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
So a stoat is larger.
Bigger than... Okay.
They're related to ferrets, mink, and... Yeah.
Small carnivorous mammal of the weasel family,
ferret.
Which has chestnut fur with white underparts. You know when your underparts are white?
and
a black-tipped tail.
It is native to both, I wish it would have been reversed.
Eurasia and North America. Oh, my God. We even have stoats, and we don't even know what they look
can
like.
Can we bring an animal handler on the show to bring a weasel?
That's what we need.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's get some live animals on the show.
Are you trying to tell me I have a small weasel?
Just get a weasel?
Yeah, let's just get one.
Just bring it around. It's just in a cage.
Yeah,
on the stage.
Have it on the stage.
At least a stuffed weasel or something.
Something.
Roll them in the dirt.
Sit on my shoulder while I sing.
Yeah, I don't know. Weasel might be hard to come by, but you could get a marmot and tell people it's a weasel.
You don't want Pete to
there's
on
marmots
your fucking
on
ass about
there's
the
marmots
weasel,
all over the golf course.
I mean, is a marmot just a heavyset weasel?
It's a chunky
on the
weasel.
Stage.
I'm never going to figure out what a weasel is.
All your gig cash is going to go to weasel food.
Jeez, I would so pay that.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I've been wanting holes in my yard.
That
for
fucking
a while.
Weasel would be big and huge out in the backyard. Say, what's up?
Well taken care of dirt weasel.
Oh my God. I thought the ferret was going to come up with a type of weasel, and instead it says a domesticated polecat.
Oh my God.
And so now that's a whole nother something
what's
that we don't know.
Cat?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think this is something we should.
I think I dated
show.
A few polecats.
Yeah,
I mean.
Going down a rabbit hole.
Dude, what
hole.
Search engine are you on?
Hey, this is Google. Google, what's your deal? Man, why are you making this so
I didn't
hard?
Think we'd be going
are
to
you
Patrick
on Google?
Some polecats.
Domesticated for over 2,000 years for hunting rodents and rabbits. Man. They are now popular pets known as long, slender bodies, playful weasel war dance, and curious theft prone nature.
Weasel War Dance. Dude,
I think,
we
I think we're changing the name of the band to Weasel.
That sounds like a song, dude.
I thought
song,
all man. These yeah, things were connected and none of them have anything to do with each other. One's a stoat, one's a polecat.
Mongoose.
This week on the worst little taxonomy.
Ferret.
Could be a Tasmanian devil. You never fucking know.
We got polecats. We got stoats. We got weasels.
Stoats.
We got puppies.
Ferals.
What the fuck is a stoat?
Ferrets. Stokes.
Stokes. It's Stokes with a K?
No.
Stokes.
Stoats with teeth.
Dude, where do badgers fit in? I don't know.
Oh, dude, our dog. Yeah, badgers too. No
these
problem.
Are all are gotcha. These all rodents? I don't know.
Tim
don't know.
Stoats, he was a reliever for the Reds back.
Ferrets
in
got
60s.
A bunch of teeth, right? They got all the teeth. They're not just the two teeth like a rodent.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do rodents have two teeth? I'm fucking losing my mind.
Yeah, rodents only got four teeth.
Do. Mice
they
do.
Got like
and
like
they grow forever.
Two top, two bottom, and they got to constantly nibble them down, or they grow so they can't eat.
Gerbils have that.
It's just one big fucking huge hamster chasing it.
Dwarf I didn't hamster. Know that.
So you guys got another song for us?
How many songs you got left?
You got a couple more?
Yeah.
We better get to
we
that.
We'd
like to play you a song called Battleground.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to skip to Battleground?
Why? What was next, Steve?
Dope.
Oh, we could do
dope.
A double.
Dope.
Wait,
dope
what, Steve what do we call that one, Scott?
How well would those stack?
Squeaky penis.
There you go.
Chemical blind.
Nice. You guys doing another one? Or?
Yeah. So we're this one is a cover. So I'll just give a little backstory. They were doing a Nirvana cover when I came in, which we still do, but everyone started telling me how much I sounded like Courtney Love. So we brought in a whole cover.
Fuck. Oh, far up. Yeah.
I was just thinking on that last song that had some Courtney Love.
I think especially that song.
I love Hole.
Most do.
Me too. I'm a fucking weasel, man. That's where we live, right?
I think. In a hole. No, I question myself now. I don't fucking know.
like a small stoat.
Oh, man.
Call it marmot.
Filthy stoat. That'll be our next name.
Feral ferret.
For a day where I don't even have to look in the mirror. See my own reflection at when I come up from out of a hole. Ground. Oh, that's ground. Oh, never mind.
It's a shadow, too.
I know.
Oh.
Well, really?
Sky was made of amethyst. And all the stars look just like little fish. You should learn. To learn how to say no.
That was great. That was a great song. Good choice.
Yeah, that takes me back, that band. Damn. But yeah, that's cool. I kind of really want to hear the Nirvana song now.
Oh, yeah.
The rebuttal.
Maybe you tack that on to the next set. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Once Unduly got to do Nirvana, we were for a covers show. Like, yeah, and so we learned to. A half an hour or 25 minutes to Nirvana or something. Oh, yeah. That was one, though. We learned that one. I'd love to hear that. And maybe at the end of the show, you tack it on.
You guys got any place where we can hear your music online? I mean, do you have any?
We have
to find your stuff.
We've just kind of been doing that with here at Dog
Water.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
So we just finished an album.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah,
oh,
we haven't published it yet.
Something to look forward to.
Not up, but almost.
Yeah, close.
Yeah, if you go to the show, we're handing out free flash drives with our music on them.
Right. Oh, man. High tech wheezies. Free. Mm-hmm. That's
cool, man.
That's good.
Come to the show, you get a free copy if you want it.
Right on. And you're on all the socials. People can
I think so. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
AOL.
We're on TikTok?
Reddit.
Yes, we are.
TikTok.
America Online.
We're on the TikToks.
I think there's just like a couple of ads for our last show, but we're on TikTok. But
right on, just so people can like follow you and know when your shows are and such.
Our Facebook page, I don't know.
Do we have a YouTube channel, Steve?
Shep's videos.
Shep's videos.
Yeah, he just posts on his YouTube.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's got the Metalbilly Trucker stuff in.
We're wheezy. We go in and out. You never know what hole will come in.
Yeah.
Like throw out a song.
It's like whack-a-mole.
Well, just Google Dirt Weasel. Bam. Turn the safe search on.
Safe search on,
Maybe you should be fine.
Rad.
Too funny. Very cool, you guys. And so one more time, your show's coming up again?
So March 21st,
Saturday,
March 21st at the Underground.
Club Underground.
Club Underground.
Mm. Yes. And do we even know that?
And
I think that's the only one we have.
System of a Clown is going to be crazy. Is a tribute to System of a Down.
They're the headliner.
They're the headliners.
Okay.
It's going to be a good show.
That'll be fun,
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Like I said, there's going to be a few bands there.
Five or six. Cool.
Do they have
like
clown sounds at all? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, get into the little car.
Squeaky toys.
You should bring them.
I think the singer has the red nose.
Bring a little horn. Do it in their face in between songs.
He's wearing the big
tank. Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't spell, man.
Right, so March 21st, and then what else is going on in town? Let me look this up. While you look up the other bands that are going to play at the show.
So it's with Evil Army, Moral Demise, and our good friend, Felipendejo.
Yes. Felipendejo.
And I don't know if I say this right, Cytica?
Cytica or something.
I think that's the one that was just added, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, but it's going to be cool.
It's going to be a rad
show. It is going to be rad.
Let's see.
What time does that start at?
It starts when it starts, and you should be there.
Doors
get there, and
you should be there, Steve.
We have
somebody put 4 a.m. on
doors.
It.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Doors are at 7, so it's restricted all ages. So you could bring your kids, but you got to be 13. I guess.
Dear listeners,
and you can, bring your kids, but you have to have your parents with you. So it's like all ages restricted.
So I can't drop my 14-year-old daughter there. But if she wants to see the show, I could go in with her.
She could go in there and but
Dirt Weasel and System of a Clown are playing. Bring the kids. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Who doesn't want that?
You get a free music.
Free music?
Download, right? Or not the download,
flash drive.
Flash drive.
Straight from the dirt hole. You get free music.
Well, not for that show, man. It's all ages.
Nice. Family friendly.
That went over my head for just a second. I realized where I was.
Come on, man.
All right, what else is going on? Oh, this Friday we got coming from the Brewery Arts Center, and Spike McGuire's Loud as Folk is a new thing, the Punk Rock Black Box in Carson City with the John Doe Boys and Boss's Daughter. We were fans of them.
Nice.
That looks good. What else is coming up?
Cyanate has a show Thursday.
Oh, Thursday, that's Rivers Cypress. And Nile with Cyanate. Yes.
Yep.
Who's
headlining that?
Yes.
Do come to that. Rivers and Nile is headlining.
Oh. Do you guys have a show with Drowning Pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in March, August?
That's a ways away.
No, that's March.
Thank you.
March. Same thing.
Oh. Yeah, March is way closer.
Add a different month, and that's just,
it's practically March.
Nice.
Oh, that March. You know what? You got to put it on this week. Then you know what's going on this week. Oh, yeah. Kick-Ass Chris is throwing a Carney Vibe Grateful Dead tribute. If you're into the dead, go down
Kick-Ass
there.
Chris from the old days?
Yeah. Oh, this shit. This Saturday.
At the Zephyr?
No, that's going to be at the Alturas.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. We got... Oh, here you go, Chewy. This one's for you. This Saturday, Kings of the West exhibit, Warren G.
Oh, yeah.
Too Short.
Yeah, the GSR, huh?
GSR.
Sweet.
Sweet.
That's going to be rad.
Looks like Head in the Hearts there Sunday. That's music. Oh, and then finally, the English Beat at Cargo this Thursday.
Really?
Rad.
At Cargo?
Yeah. Hmm. So I'm not sure. Usually our friend Jamal's band's playing with them more.
I thought the Flying Triangles were supposed to be in town sometime.
The Flying Triangles?
Yeah.
I never heard of them.
The Ugly Triangles.
But that would be a cool game.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is playing in
How
September.
Would Free Beer be for a band name?
Free Beer?
Free Beer.
Everybody'd show up disappointed.
Yep.
But they'd be there.
And it looks like Corey Elba's doing a zine workshop and music show at the Good Wolf in Truckee on March 7th.
Oh, nice. We love Corey Elba. Yeah. Yes. I'll doing it, kicking ass some already in 2026. We're just getting the recordings done and getting shows going. It's starting to get exciting.
Yes. It's warming up outside.
It's almost Halloween.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. We couldn't talk about it last time we were here when Cyanate was here, but we were accepted. Cyanate was accepted to play up in Canada.
Oh, yeah, now we get to know. Oh, this is such a great follow-up.
Yeah. What is the what's the city? What's the festival?
So it is...
Drums Heller.
I can't say the name of it. It's like Alberta, right? It's
Calgary?
It's somewhere. It's like somewhere in
the middle
Canada,
of nowhere, Canada.
You know what I mean? No, it's like middle of nowhere.
Well, Canada's huge, man.
Yeah. And they've done a few festivals there. It gets huge.
Oh, yeah? Well, we can find that on Cyanate's socials, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
That's exciting.
Sure. So, yeah, that was the thing we couldn't
that's
talk
now
about.
Out.
And they
that's
fly you in, or are you going to be driving?
No, we're going to turn gonna into like a 16, 17, 18-day run.
Whoa. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And hitting come back places down. And coming back.
You got to have all your passports and shit to get into
it's
Canada.
A lot of walking.
Have that all sorted out before you get there, dude. Yeah. Don't go and try to tell them you're not playing up there, because I did that before, and then it's no fun.
Pull your pants down.
Do not fuck around at the Canadian border.
Yeah. Right.
Not anymore.
Did you steal a box of cereal in 1996? You're not fucking
No, I was a jackknocker when I was a kid, too, so that is one of the things that I have to address, too. You know. And
what's a jackknocker? What is that?
Well, it is a multi-used word that can describe just about anything you want that is stupid.
Okay.
Dumbass.
Is it the loudest hell open air festival in
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Rad.
You heard it here
loudest
first,
hell
folks.
Open air festival.
Yeah, Canada, that's badass.
Like, in Canada.
It just is just, Canada.
Just generally in
it's
Canada.
In
what part of Canada.
It's outside of
do you know
Canada.
What kind? What place?
Helsinger or something.
Helsinki?
Drumheller.
Yeah, what country?
And it's in Alberta.
It's Alberta.
Yeah. Alberta's
it's
huge.
In Alberta.
It's like the Texas of Canada.
Fun fact, listeners, look this up. Alberta conducted a war on rats. You can look it up. There's a Wikipedia page. Alberta's war on rats. They
That's
won.
Awesome.
Really? We need that in my neighborhood, man. The West Side's infested.
Yeah.
Did you know that Australia lost a war to emus?
I did know that.
Props to the emus.
Emus don't fuck around. They're like honey badger, dude.
That was on one of my podcasts.
Honey badgers, that's another one that I want. I love honey badgers. Yeah.
No, and they had machine guns, and they still lost.
They still lost.
The emus won.
They got too crafty.
Those are smart, big
like buck.
Yeah, we're the smartest mammals on earth.
They're dodging the bullets. Coming in low.
Damn emu beat your ass.
Slap him, you move right in the face.
Just slap him.
It's dinosaurs.
I'll throw a punch you.
I'll slap an Australian in the face.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Man, but I will hop in a kangaroo's pouch.
Slap an Australian 2-year-old.
Wait, what?
Damn, dude. I was going to zig. I thought you were going to zag, but you just.
I forgot what show I was
going
on.
Going into comfort.
You doubled down.
Went to the worst school quiz. But, Yeah, so
let's wrap her up, I guess.
For Dirt Weasel, for the Reverend Roy Dowd, for the Lord Strice, for Cadillac Kim, we miss you. Can't wait to see you And for everybody who showed up, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you. Let's hear a couple more songs from Dirt Weasel.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Blind to another effect.
I'm a thief and a shit kicker, and I'd like to be famous.
Dogwater Studios.
I love having my picture taken.
I know.